You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
G'day, we're the Chats.
And you're listening to 95BFM.
Yo, beauty.
I'm sitting with the Chats here. We're in a real snazzy kind of outback area at the Pullman for Laneway 2020. How are you guys doing?
Great. We appreciate your local brews.
And this is your first Laneway performance in Auckland.
Yep.
You guys pretty excited?
Yeah, keen as. I'm really excited. Because Laneway was a festival we'd go to when we were real young. And yeah, I think I went all but last year.
I got kicked out of the Brizzy Laneway.
I remember.
He's in a much better state this time than the last one.
But now he's going to get kicked out of all of them this year.
You've been here before on tour as well. Pretty much across the country, eh?
Yeah, we've been to a fair few places.
What do you reckon the crowds are like here in New Zealand compared to over in Australia?
Similar?
Very similar. I feel like here a bit more. Maybe it's just my imagination, but I feel like they get a bit more excited when Aussie artists come over because it's like feels a bit like international for them. I think that really excites them. Whereas like in Australia, it's like, oh, there's that band I can see every couple of weeks, you know.
I mean, you guys have, in the short span of 4 years, you've done a lot, really. You've you got 2 EPs released. You got 1 album set to be released this year, signed to Universal, done a ton of gigs as well around the globe. And you're all still pretty young. I mean, like, how does it feel to have done all that in such a short span of time?
Pretty cool. I mean, it definitely feels like 2 months. We did start in 2016, but that was high school. We weren't really doing much.
Yeah.
So probably maybe like 3 years, like full on.
And yeah, you're saying, I mean, it feels like months. It's like pretty like condensed down, like feels
gone
like,
by quickly.
Yeah. When was the moment that you kind of knew that, you know, the like doing music was a pretty big deal and it was becoming like pretty crazy?
When I had to start to do push-ups to, you know, work on my appearance.
Josh does push-ups, 50 push-ups every single day. Yeah.
I counted more this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I put myself on my strict diet and fitness regime, I knew I just had to keep, you know. I don't know. Probably like when we toured with Cosmic Psychos, I think I was like, that was when we were like, holy shit, like, pretty cool.
I really want to quickly talk about your input in the Australian bushfires, because it's been a fucking horrible, horrific time for many people. And if people haven't seen already, you released a response to the events, mostly targeted towards the Prime Minister. And I think you kind of did it in the most like chats way possible, really. Like, I don't think there could have been any other, you know, group who could have done it or like made a like a comment like how you guys did it.
Thanks.
But real talk, like, has this affected you guys like quite significantly?
The recent bushfires are more in South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, like in recent months and stuff. But when they first started burning, I actually got evacuated out of my house and I thought it was going to burn down. I was like preparing for it. You know, it looks like apocalyptic to see all the like the orange sky coming up at nighttime. So it was like, that was like really scary. And I was luckily didn't actually lose anything, but was really prepared for it. It was close to Matt's house too. It was getting close
just
to his.
Across the highway. It was terrifying. I was like sitting up on my roof, like just checking it every half an hour, like, okay, it's coming closer.
It's getting there.
Yeah, well, apparently it's like gone all the way around the world now. All the smoke. It's created like a halo around the world or some shit.
A halo?
That's what I heard. Yeah, I saw some article about it.
Dude, yeah. Like,
pretty crazy.
When I found out that like NZ could see the smoke and like everything, it was like, fuck. Must be pretty.
Yeah. Why? That's actually really far.
Yeah.
What's your guys' responses to like all the like the scene? Obviously, the scene over there, the music scene's been doing like a whole lot of shit to raise awareness, raise money. Like, what's your response to like everyone over there doing stuff, like putting up their hand?
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, heaps of our mates have been putting on like charity shows and selling stuff for charity. It's it's really wholesome to see the Oz music scene doing that kind of stuff for such a tragedy, you know,
and
it kind of like brings people together, you know. It's really cool.
Yeah. Even everyone, like everyone. Yeah, it's really good to see everyone like come together and just like supporting, you know, everyone who's been affected by them. And, yeah.
I'm sure you guys are going to get up to like lots this year. I imagine that the album release is going to be pretty crazy, pretty cool. I guess is the vibe just going to be similar kind of buzz for the rest of the songs on the album?
Yeah, it's all very chats stuff. It's there's one minor chord in the album though. We did a bit of experimenting and we put in a minor chord. It's got an A minor. We're really professional musicians, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's all just like similar kind of chat stuff, you know. Like, it's like 14 songs, 28 minutes.
And that's what people love, really.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to overstay our welcome.
You guys have also, on top of signing to Universal, you're doing your own like label stuff as well.
Yeah.
What was the decision for that? Did you kind of just want to keep it real low key, just kind of in your control, or just kind of see what it's all about?
Just thought it'd be a lot easier to do it that way, and we weren't getting really many bites for record deals or anything, so we went, let's just try to do our own thing. And it's ended up being really cool for us, and we've gotten to release a lot of great records by our mates' bands as well, which is really fucking cool. But yeah, it's a lot better than having someone else tell you what to do and like having deadlines and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Put your hand in the air if you've ever had a sexually transmitted disease. Put it up high. Who's had the clap? Keep it up if it was gonorrhea. All right. Now put him down, keep it up if it was chlamydia.
Herpes.
It's not as bad.
Who's had them all? Yeah. This song's for you, you hard cats.
Our mate Billy from Antifade Records gave us a lot of advice on, because he does his own label, he does the same thing.
Yep.
So he gave us a lot of advice and a lot of help. He actually recorded the new album for us. So, yeah, he's been a great hand in everything chatsy, you know?
So does he have his own, like, studio set up and stuff where the album was done at?
Yeah, it's not really a studio, though. It's more like a bloody, it's kind of just like a little shipping container thing. But yeah, he's got like his own setup and like his own like tape machine and recording equipment. I don't know, I'm not very, I don't know a lot about that.
So yeah, working in maybe somewhat of like a more kind of legit, like, I mean, sounds like pretty, like a chill studio anyway, if it's in a shipping container. Like how was that experience doing that and recording?
Yeah, it was really cool.
What with Billy?
Yeah.
It was sick. Like some days we'd just be like, oh, you only know like two songs that we're going to record, can we just jam for one day? And you'd be like, yeah, sweet, I'll just go hang out and you can jam, do whatever. And we'd end up writing like 3-4 new songs or something like that. It was like real fun. It was like real spontaneous and good time. It's a good pub nearby too, so we have a good time at the pub as well.
It's been lovely chatting with you guys. I hope you have a great show. You're gonna be performing pretty soon as well, so get all set up. Have you got any last words for the BFM listeners you wanna chuck out there?
Go BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.